Welcome to the Mark Howard Broadcast. The Mark Howard Broadcast is a God-driven, God-centered, God-inspired talk show featuring God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And if it's Wednesday, we have, of course, Brother Tony Myers. I am that I am, your host, Anthony Ford. And once again, you know, I cannot say it enough, and I mean it from my heart. I thank God for my brother, Tony Myers. I really do. And for him lending himself every Wednesday, we're going to extend this according to the Holy Spirit even more than just Wednesday. So there's a wealth of information. Today, Tony Myers has given us another treat, another blessing. And I know all of you folks that's listening around the world, particularly in Australia, I don't understand it, but particularly in Australia, Tony Myers has once again brought guests to us. I don't know if you've ever met CJ, wonderful brother in Christ, but today we have an extra special treat. In the name of a person named Bella, I'm going to allow Tony, let him do the introductions and the background and tell us about Bella, who was, by the way, 12 years old. Brother Tony, please.
Thank you, Brother Anthony.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Page 36.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So first of all, I'm just going to let Bella say a quick prayer to open us up. Pray us in, please.
God, I just ask that you speak a blessing over Texas and over this meeting, and let God do great blessings throughout the entire world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a wonder. Wow. What, you know, what a sincere, wonderful, simple prayer. My gosh. You're right, Brother Tony, about the don't make a speech, make a prayer. Thank you, Bella, for such a, what did the scripture say? Out of the mouth of babes? Wow.
Yes.
That was wonderful. Well, if I may.
All Tony, right. Now, let me introduce her first.
Please.
Don't start with the questions till we introduce our guest. All right, y'all, it is a really special treat. This youngster, she's 12 years old, unless she turned 13 in a day.
That's in December.
Oh. So, okay, so I'm good. I didn't miss no birthdays. Good. All right. She's 12 years old. Her mother, Stephanie Lynch, was on 3-4 months ago.
Yes, I remember. Yes.
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 And she was one heel from COVID. She was one heel from a broken bone. Well, guess what? Our sweet Bella has just as good of stories and history with the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
As her mother does. And I met them both through the church here, and they are fantastic people. And Stephanie has raised her daughter in not a Christian way, a believer in Christ way. And so Bella has seen miracles. Bella has had miracles. Bella has prayed for people and seen miracles. And so, without further ado, Bella, speak up.
Hi.
Hi, Bella. First, let me say this, Bella. I want to thank you for being a guest on the Mark Howard Broadcast. You have the distinct honor of being the youngest guest on the Mark Howard Broadcast. And I am so pleased, really, that we have a 12-year-old in Christ who was bold enough to say, I'll go on the radio show and share your experiences and your love of Christ with the whole audience. I do believe that you're going to be quite an inspiration, as I'm getting right now from the Holy Spirit, for many, many people, young and old. Thank you, Bella. And I must thank you, Tony, for inviting her and telling me about Bella. I think this is going to be an amazing interview. Thank you, Bella, again for coming on.
Thank you for, well, both of you guys for letting me. It's such a blessing to be on here and talk to other people across the world and give them inspiration to keep going and follow Christ.
So tell me, the first miracle that you've seen that comes to mind.
Well, it was the first time that I had been to church in a while. I was dealing with a lot of depression and suicidal thoughts. And I walked into church and everybody just looked like they were just so loved, and they looked like they were just so happy. And I was like, why can't I feel that way? So after church, my youth leader, Lisa, she came up and prayed for me, and I felt that. And I got my first miracle ever was I was healed from suicidal thoughts.
Amen. And that, and from the way you're telling it, that was like instant, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. A true miracle. And Lisa, that she mentioned, Anthony, is we've had Lisa Chapman on here, and that's Pastor Bill's daughter. And so that's the Lisa that Bella is referring to.
Wow. And if I may, Bella, that you just, boy, let me ask you something. I guess as an adult, how can you explain to us, because maybe some parent, thank you, Holy Spirit, some parents may not know what you just said, that children 12 years old have suicidal thoughts and tendencies, and they may think that, you know, they're just playing or not real. How did you know? I mean, this is such a, I don't even know how to phrase this question, but I'll phrase it like the way the Holy Spirit. How did the Holy Spirit deliver you from suicidal thoughts?
Well, I think it's just because I wanted to be loved, and I haven't felt that way in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to feel that, and I guess I just let myself receive love.
Amen.
And with all, if I may, with all the stress that young people have today, my goodness, texting, phones, exploitation, everything, do you think there's many other children your age who also suffer with suicidal tendencies and everything like that?
Yes. I do believe that. I've actually had friends talk about it. Everybody I was friends with at my public school, when I went to public school, I do virtual now, but when I went to public school, everybody was always talking about it, like how suicidal they were and how stressed they were and like all that. So I do believe there are so many kids struggling with that.
So it's a normal part of language, yeah, for young ones.
It's normal.
Brother Tony,
let,
and brother,
ask you this.
Brother Tony, let me ask you, so I'm sorry, Brother Tony and Brother CJ, you guys, we're older. Have you ever heard of anything like this when we were growing up?
Well, now I did try to commit suicide when I was about Bella's age.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, it was just because there was no way out, really.
Right. And you know, when you think of that, my son-in-law, he also was delivered from suicidal thoughts by God. He was in a deep, deep depression, and God plucked him right out and gave mm-hmm. himself a scene. So I'm thinking back, the Holy Spirit reminded me, no, it's not as unusual as you think.
It's not unusual, but what I do find unusual, I knew better than talk about it. I didn't talk about it to anyone.
Mm.
And that's what's... And that, so right now, in Jesus' name, what I'm speaking is that normal language gets stopped right now, that there's always someone present that will speak. And just like Lisa prayed for you, and pray for others, and have it. And I know the answer to this, but tell Anthony and tell everybody listening, have you prayed for people?
I come in agreement with Brother Tony on delivering our children from this talk. Yes, I come in agreement with you, Brother Tony. Yes, I'm sorry, Bella, I interrupted.
You're fine. I have prayed for people before. I haven't really like publicly done it, like, you know,
the way Tony does.
Yeah, like Tony does. So, I mean, I have secretly prayed for people and like... I've prayed for people like in the middle of the night, and like the next day, like somebody at my church, I'll pray for somebody. And then the next day or whenever church is, I'll see them like worshiping or doing a lot better. So like I have prayed for people, but like I haven't done it like Tony does it because he's wild.
Yeah, I agree. Tony is wild. Tony's radical.
Yes, that's the way I do it. And so let's hear about your broken foot, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Now let me give a prelude to it. For those that don't remember, what happened first was Bella broke her foot. And then right after that is when her mom broke her foot. Now, her mom struggled with it for a period of time, for 2 or 3 weeks, until I finally just called her one night. And then the next morning, then she made a choice and a decision and recognized her healing. And then go to the doctor to have surgery. And so, but Bella, and I'll let her tell the story. She pretty much was healed like, so go ahead, Bella.
So I was complaining about my foot hurting, and there was mm-hmm. this big bump on my foot, and it looked like a bruise, but it was like a bump, sort of. And so we went to the doctor, and it was hurting. They said it looked like something. Then they did an x-ray, and they said that my foot was fractured. So I went to another doctor that was going to have to put a cast on it, and they said that there was an infection in my foot, and that if they didn't get it out, that it could go into my bloodstream and possibly poison me. So they cut my foot open and got the infection out. And it took a few days to get all the infection out. I went to doctors and stuff. And then like I had crutches and stuff like that. But the doctor told my mom, if there's any red or swelling around where it is, then to go straight to Children's. And Tony was online. My mom said at 3 a.m. And I woke up screaming. And my mom prayed for it, and Tony prayed for me, and my foot was instantly better. And it kept getting better and better. And it was almost gone within 2 days.
Now, wasn't that a broken foot, though?
I had a broken foot and an infection.
So she was healed from both.
Wow. Praise God.
That's what I thought. I thought it was both.
Bella, if I may ask you a question that I'm getting from the Holy Spirit for someone out in our audience, and Brother Tony may be able to pick up on who this is. How can a parent, it's a mother, by the way, how can a parent, are there any telltale signs of childhood suicide? What did they look for? What did they listen for? How do they know? Well, how would they know?
I think that, you know, mothers have, you know, a motherly instinct that something's up with their kid. But I think my mom knew because she was praying for me a lot, and you can tell when a kid or somebody is not happy or mm-hmm. they're in a dark place. And I showed that on myself. Like I showed mm-hmm. that I did everything. Like I showed I didn't tell my mom about it, but you could tell that there was something wrong and that I was struggling. And that's what I feel like most kids do. And I feel like mothers, they don't, you know, they mostly don't see. But my mom was praying a lot. And my mom, she's always been really, you know, she's always been a really good prayer, I guess. And she has helped me through so much, and she could always tell if I'm dealing with something. And she'll ask me, she's like, is there something wrong? She's like, I'm here if you need me. Like, I'm here to talk if there's something wrong. And she's always just been there for me. And yeah.
I hope you parents heard what Bella just said. Her mother prayed for her. Her mother was always there. Nowadays, we are so busy with working, television, friends, and everything else, we neglect our children. Unfortunately, we do. I know I did. If it wasn't for the Lord, I know my son wouldn't be my son today, because I was there, but I wasn't the greatest father, and I'll be honest about this. But the fact is, if you listen to Bella, you're hearing what Bella's saying. My mother prayed for me. When I was growing up, my mother prayed for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here, believe me. And I'm listening to you. And once again, thank you, Brother Tony. And CJ, don't be silent here. I'm listening to you, Bella, and I hear spiritual wisdom way beyond your age. You're 12 years old?
Yes, I am.
Wow-wee. I'm serious. I'm saying she's 12 years old. I mean, you're saying to your parents, our parents pray for your children. We should know this, but you know how many parents don't? Let me ask you something, Brother Tony Myers. You know, sometimes parents say over their children or say to their children, I don't know why you were born. I should have aborted you. I don't like you. Why aren't you like your brother? And what would you tell parents who are doing these things to their children? I mean, we know the story of Jacob and Esau in the Word, but what would you tell parents in this life, this time?
Honestly, think about what you're speaking over them, because you're actually, and most parents do not do this intentionally. They don't even realize how much harm it's doing.
Right.
But we are cursing our own children. And then we are shocked when they don't accept Christ.
Come on.
And thank God that there are parents like Stephanie that don't hold back and is not afraid to talk about Jesus and not afraid to take a stand for Jesus. So that now, guess who taking a stand for Jesus?
12 years old, taking a stand for Jesus. Thank you, Brother Tony. Amen.
I tell you what, it was one Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit, you know, me and you had talked about having some youngsters on. And for the life of me, I've been asking the Holy Spirit. Now, all of a sudden, he dropped in my spirit and said, Bella. And she did not hesitate. Neither one hesitated, actually.
There's something about this young lady, and I don't mean to put her on the spot or anything. It's just something about Bella.
Put her on the spot.
Well, then, thank you.
She can handle it. She thank got you, the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Brother Tony, for giving me the permission to do that. I am sensing that this young lady, the Holy Spirit is saying, a spirit of evangelism. As you get older, do you tell people about Christ now at your age, Bella? Do you tell other kids about the Lord?
I have told other people. Like, I went up to other people, not necessarily kids. When I see someone, I could feel, like, sometimes I'll go up to somebody or I'll be in the room and I can feel a spirit of either like depression or anxiety or whatever that spirit is. I can feel it. And I'll go up to that person and be like, hey, Jesus loves you. So I've told people that, not necessarily kids, but I have told my best friend, Bree. You know, I've told her things like, Jesus is there for you. He's with you all the time. Like, I've tried to inspire her through her hard times.
So just so the audience is clear, you said not necessary. You have walked up to adults.
Thank you, Brother Tony. You did it again. The Holy Spirit was telling me that right there. So in other words, you don't just talk to children. You talk to adults as well. Thank you, Brother Tony, for taking the thoughts again. Anyhow, because Holy Spirit does, every time Brother Tony and I are together, the Holy Spirit tells me what he's thinking. I'm going to say it, and Tony Myers says before I can even get it out. So that's what I was going to say, exactly what I was going to say. So you witness to everyone. You're not age to young people. You witness to everyone.
Yes.
That's why he said evangelize. Let me ask you something. It's so different talking to a 12-year-old who's so, you know, who loves the Lord. How would you say to a youngster, even to an adult, let me stop it like that, to an adult, what is it like to walk with the Lord in innocence and like you are, like childlike innocence? The Bible says, you know, if you don't become like a child, you won't enter the kingdom of God. What is that like, Bella?
Well, I think the older you get, you do understand more.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, my walk with Christ is, it's not always easy. You know, kids think more negatively than most adults would think. And we sort of have a mind, like if we're in a situation that is meant for an adult, we think more like an adult when we're in those situations. So you become more and more like an adult once you're in those situations. And for me, what I would tell people with my walk is in Christ, it's not always easy, but if something's bothering you, you have to turn to Jesus. You have to not, you know, have to not care about it. You just have to talk to Jesus and give it to him and lay it down at his feet. And that's, you know, what I would tell other people is don't turn away. Give it to God.
Wow. Amen. Well, you know, I'm listening to you and you're making me, as it's happening once in a while, the Holy Spirit really, really has his hand on you. I'm listening to you and you're making me emotional by the simplicity, the sincerity of what you speak. You sound like a little Tony. if you really listen to Tony, sometimes when he's just talking, you can see he's talking from humbleness. He's saying, and God did this and this happened and that. And I'm listening to you as a child, and it's like, wow, listen to us. Like, it's like you, I don't know how to describe this. Tony, say something. I don't have the words here.
The Holy Spirit speaking through her.
Yes, thank you. That's
because she is seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that is what she's doing, because she knows it's his righteousness and that he never leaves or forsakes you. Is that right?
Yes.
Did I do okay in saying that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how is this? You can answer this. What particular Bible characters do you like that you have read? Which characters do you like?
Well, I like John. Wow. My favorite Bible verse is actually in John.
You like the prophet of love?
Yes.
Yes. I can't believe that she's 12 years old talking about my favorite verse. You have adults that don't know their favorite verse. That's amazing. You're 12. Well, my favorite verse is in John. Wow. Yes, continue. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I like Job, too, because he inspires me to, even though, no matter how hard that your situation is, you have to look up to God and give it to God. And you don't just turn away from him. You keep going.
Wait. You just said you like Job?
Yeah.
I know adults, including myself, that was afraid to read the book of Job for a long time. I said, I will not read that book. The man lost everything. He got sick. He got children. I wouldn't read it.
Wait a minute. And look what she said.
Yes.
That shows so much maturity and walking in the Spirit. What she said was, because he endured.
Exactly. I mean, oh gosh, listening to you, it's like I say with many of Tony, it's so refreshing. I mean, really refreshing to hear a 12-year-old talk about one of my favorite books.
I want to rudely interrupt you again, Anthony.
No, go ahead. This is great.
Let me make a point here. She did not say that God brought it down on Job or anything else. She said the reason she loved Job was because he endured. Do you know how many adults think God allowed it?
Right, and you're right, that's not true. And I'm listening to
this young lady at the ripe old age of 12 understands that. Am I correct?
Yes.
And you know, I'm saying if you're like this at 12, Bella, there was a great pastor by the name of, Tony might know his name, Pastor David Jeremiah, very fine pastor and the like, and he did a sermon years ago on the book of Job, and he said it took him a year to even approach the book of Job, that he didn't want to read it. He just didn't want to go through it after he heard about it. But to listen to you have picked out how he endured, how you know, God didn't put all this on him, even though Job got upset and said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. No, he did not. That was out of his frustration. But how is it that you come upon a book like Job to find that book to be one that really touches your heart? How does Job do that? Wow.
Well, I guess Job sort of relates to me because I've been through so much. But I love Job. And I've never been scared to read the Bible because I just don't know why I've always just be like, okay, what book do I read? Okay, let me flip to this page and I start reading whatever book in the Bible.
Now, do you hear how easily she's praying with the Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit guides her to what to read. Wow. I keep asking, and I don't mean to in any way puff you up, but you are really an amazing 12-year-old. And I'm not trying to say that to puff you from my heart. I'm saying this is some woman. Actually, the Holy Spirit's telling me, yeah, this is a, you're a special, not to be set apart and puffed up, but you are a special relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Cherish it. As you, again, you got an excellent mentor in Brother Tony and friends like CJ and your mother. You really, he did it. He put you in such a company of individuals who can really lead you and guide you, particularly Brother Tony, because he's been through things, as you know, and he's also been, you know, in the valley, in the mountain, and he can say without a doubt, well, Jesus loves you. After all he went through, Jesus loved, like the Job experience. And listening to you as a 12-year-old, I'm sitting back here saying, how is this? How is this? And the Holy Spirit saying, me, me, me. I mean, it's, gosh. You're 12 years old. When did you come to the Lord? In the womb?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm like, I was thinking like that. And he said, John was blessed from the womb. So how, you're only 12. How did you come to know the Lord if you're only 12? I didn't come until I was 38, and that was a fight.
I was almost 11 when I started like I was 10 going into 11 when I came to church, and I didn't necessarily get saved the first day, but I got healed from suicidal thoughts. And I remember it was a few weeks later, we was on a Thursday, we was in the youth building, and I told my mom after that service I had got saved. And I got saved at, I was almost 11. So.
And you got baptized. And I got baptized. where did you get baptized at?
In the lake. I don't know which one.
That was North Lake, wasn't it? This young lady, when requested, we have our baptisms in a lake close by. And she jumped in right into it.
Brother
Tony, and you notice this.
Yes.
I want to pay particular attention to this. She has truly known the Lord for only a year and a half.
Well, you know what? The Lord is already...
need to understand. We can mature quickly. Part of the problem is... we think we have to work through stuff and labor and labor and labor, whereas the faith of a child.
And what you're saying,
Bella is just, she just lets the Holy Spirit flow out. She gets her information from, yes, her mother and people around her, but it's coming from the inside out more than any other place. And she is just letting it happen.
As in agreement with Brother Tony is saying here, and Brother Tony, you can listen to what I'm going to say here very carefully, because I'm not saying this from me. This is not from my flesh. There's a mother. I don't know what part of the world she is in. She has a 12-year-old son. His name is Eddie. She's very, very distraught over him. He locks himself in the room, doesn't come out. When he comes out, he's like surly. He's rude. He doesn't. I don't see the father in the picture. I don't know him in the picture, but he's very withdrawn. She'll put food before me, you know, just playing it, and she's telling him to eat it. And he looks at it all odd and funny. Then he goes back into the room and stays all day long, doesn't have any friends. And she's right here now listening to her and saying, she's got her hands in her palms, you know, like, what can I tell him? What can I do? She's 12 years old. What would you tell this mother of Eddie to do for her son, who she really doesn't know what to do now?
Well, really pray and seek the Lord and ask God to help her expose things, and not necessarily expose to get him in trouble, but exposed to help his life so he can, you know, go to heaven and have an eternity with Jesus and not suffer. And it's very important to pray. Yeah, you can't just like pray and then like, you got to keep praying. You got to, you know, keep going. You can't stop.
Come on. Wow. Go ahead. Yes.
Would give.
Praise the Lord. Whoa, what a blessing you are.
Well, and that mother's name is Karen.
Yes. And she's throwing up her hands saying, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see this.
Wow. Just to elongate after what Bella stated is you pray knowing. You're not praying twiddling your thumbs and wrenching your hands. You are praying knowing.
What does that mean, Brother Tony?
The Holy Spirit, no, to take as an unquestionable fact.
No.
That means you don't question it, that the Holy Spirit is inside of her child and that the Holy Spirit is speaking to the child and that combined, she will be fine. Now, that's a prophetic word that she will be fine because she is fine.
So, wow.
Did you have something, Bella?
Yes.
All right.
Please, go ahead.
One more thing about praying is you can't just pray. You have to believe what you're praying.
Go ahead.
You have to believe, like, say she's praying for him to spend time with her.
Right.
You can't just pray like, God, let him spend time with me. You have to believe it. That's all I wanted to say.
Karen, you've heard this, and it was not an accident that you're listening to this program today. It's not at all. This is a 12-year-old Bella who had her own suicidal tendencies, and she said that her mother prayed for her, and she's told you through the Holy Spirit exactly what to do. And I do believe your son will come out of this because he's just in a dark place like young people get sometimes, but he will be delivered from this in Jesus' name. And like Bella said, believe. I mean, it's so hard for us adults to just believe. Do you hear the Holy Spirit speak to you in unction, or how do you know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to and through you, Bella?
Well, that's a hard question.
Wait a minute. I'm going to put words in your mouth.
Throw words in my mouth, too.
Say the Holy Spirit is just talking through you.
Yeah.
Every time you open up your mouth. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let her answer.
Please.
Well, sometimes I struggle with knowing when God is speaking to me. But I have this feeling in the bottom of my stomach that knows that it's not just me. And I know that what I'm speaking is from God, not me.
And you hear from the Holy Spirit more than what you think you do. And the same thing I tell Mr. Anthony is that y'all hear from the Holy Spirit more than you give yourselves credit for. You can't help but to hear from him because he's a part of you.
Yes.
Well, Brother Tony, and
I have heard it from when y'all pulled up, the whole time I've heard you speaking the words of the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, yeah, don't have confidence in yourself. Have confidence in the Holy Spirit because he makes himself known to those that want to know him. And so, don't ever think you've got to strive to hear from him because you don't.
Brother Tony,
in fact, it's in the striving.
Right.
That's when you won't be able to hear him.
You just said, Mr. Anthony, and I feel that out of you three, I am the least of you guys. I'm learning from you, Tony Myers, daily, regularly, and Bella. As an adult listening to you, it's like, wow, this is a kid. And you're saying things that I'm still dealing with myself. Particularly when you said believe, that struck me as, wow, that's a novel approach. Believe. And listening to CG and you guys, it's just, I'm the least of you guys, and I'm so glad that once again, Brother Tony, you've invited a guest who is way above and beyond anything that we expected or imagined, who is truly a blessing to this audience around the world who's listening. Some of these people are listening like with their ears really bent. This is a 12-year-old telling their husband, listen to this. And this is a 12-year-old. My gosh. I mean, you got to see these people are like, you ought to be like her. I mean, telling their children. But, oh, man, let me ask you something, Bella. Do you have brothers and sisters, or are you an only child? Or
I'm the only child.
Wow. 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 And, oh, goodness. And the Holy Spirit really relates to you, and you relate to the Holy Spirit. Like Brother Tony said, without striving, without struggling, without pleading and begging, you just talk with him, and he talks with you?
Yeah.
I find that to be amazing.
Now, Nadine, which I don't know whether that's a female or male's name. I'm thinking it's a male's name. Nadine. I'm getting a strong indication.
Okay.
Actually, okay, so this person is transgender.
Wow. You did it again. Excuse me, Brother Tony. He was saying, the Holy Spirit just said, she's trans. That's why it's Nadine. Wow. This is amazing, Brother Tony. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just want to give you confirmation. But you just said it, trans. It's just that simple. He said it. Go ahead. Sorry.
And so right now, my prayer for you is that you are satisfied where you're at. What you've done is in the past. And the present that you are in, that you are seeking God, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And no, you do not. And this is from the Holy Spirit. You are fine where you're at right now.
And Brother Tony, this person has the goth look with the black things around her eyes, or his eyes, whatever, and got the spiked hair. The last name is Beckett. She lives in England. And you're absolutely right on the person who's now going through a mental thing about, why am I doing this? She feels like she has to do this to belong to a certain group. And you're freeing her in what you're saying to her. And I'm just telling you exactly what the Holy Spirit said to tell you. Don't add to this. Tell it to him like that. He'll know. He'll tell you what else to do. But that's what it is. She's wearing goth makeup, the spiked hair, and all that other stuff that they would in this generation that they wear when they, you know, the identity crisis or whatever they call it. Wow. Go ahead.
And in Jesus' name right now, I speak freedom.
Wow.
Freedom from bondage. True freedom. Freedom to know the truth. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sir. Bella, how difficult is it today? I mean, when I was growing up at 12 years old, we didn't have all the stuff you guys got. Computers, texting, phones, and the whole nine. How hard is it growing up today in today's society, which, to be honest, I'm going to say it, it's got you kids over-sexualized, over-pampered, over-everything. How is it? Thank God for your mother and parents. How is it? How do you deal with it?
Well, it's definitely a battle, and it's a struggle, because once you start with a phone or all these electronics, it's not just easy to hand them over. And, you know, it's so hard to let go of them because you feel like you're automatically attached.
Wow.
I just threw my phone in front of her.
Such wisdom, though. And, you know, you got the kids sexting and texting, and you mean they're that attached to these phones?
Once you do one text, it's like you're attached. Like you cannot let it go. It's like a live or die situation.
Wow. Whoa. That is profound. That's serious. Wow. Yes.
In Jesus' name right now, we speak over every single youngster that these electronics do not control them anymore. They give themselves to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit speak through them. Thank you, Jesus. I speak freedom from those devices.
Yes, Father, and I come in agreement with Brother Tony, in exact agreement. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you're right here with us. So I come in agreement with Tony. Bella, as far as parenting, and I'm not going to ask you this. I don't care about whatever anybody thinks. I don't controversial. How would you tell at 12 years old? I don't know why we don't ask the children. They're the ones being parented. What would you say to parents today? How should they treat their children in today's society where they're bombarded with everything and they're working hard and they're tired and stressed? How would you tell parents to relate to their children?
Well, I know like most parents are working a lot, but try to at least devote a little bit of time with them, because what most adults don't realize is how lonely the kids get. They get so lonely so fast.
Wow.
And it's really hard when you feel like you're lonely. But what I would say to parents now is at least try to, even if it's 15 minutes, try to talk to them. You know, try to figure out what's going on with them, like what's, you know, new in their life or what they learned at school, or, you know, ask them simple questions. You know, try to devote a little bit of time to your kid. That's what I would say.
That's wisdom.
Sounds like a true adult.
I'm serious. Do you have any intentions as a 12-year-old of writing a book for kids? Really, I'm serious. A children's book. Growing up today, by Bella, you know, do you have any unction to do something like that?
I would. I never really thought about it, but I wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah, you are. You are. Because listening to you, my gosh, you just said about what parents should be doing in raising their children. And you know how many parents are not doing that? And they just don't know, because you have children raising children, of course, today. And you have parents who has never raised properly. And now we're doing that to the children. But listening to you, you think you was raised by, well, you were raised by God. I mean, listening to you, it's wow. And wow. Brother Tony, where did you get Bella from again? This is an
amazing. I took it from her mother.
I'm saying this is an amazing young woman. I'm serious, young girl. Actually, it's wow. Let me ask you something. I guess you would ask children today. What are your favorite subjects in school? I know you're going virtually now, but when they had it normal, what did you like in school? What are your favorite subjects?
I love grammar. I love writing, actually.
Really? And,
yes. I like science. I like to learn about history and what happened in the past. But I also like, I've heard this thing where you can ask God to go back in time and pray for that time period. And I like to learn what was in the history. And, you know, sometimes, like the Great Depression, that was a really sad time, and I like to ask God to go back in time and pray for them at that moment. So that's why I like history, is because if I feel something that was really strong in the past, I like to pray for the past.
Well, you know what, Bella, if I can give you a little encouragement, that is absolutely true. I have read scriptures of past, passages of scripture, and I said, you know, Father, Can I go there and see what this was really like? I'm not getting it from your word. And maybe not right there immediately, but I will close my eyes maybe an hour or two later, and I would be there. And I have saw things, and I can't tell to certain people. Maybe I could tell Brother Tony, because he'll understand what I'm saying, yeah, you're on the right track. And he'll show me things that was in that time period, and you'll be there. Like, you'll be there, and you can understand what they felt and everything, and that gives you a better idea. Because God said, you know, ask me, I'll tell you great and mighty things that you don't know. And I asked him, take me. So what you're saying is absolutely spiritually correct as far as I know. Brother Tony, would you agree?
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's not an accident that Brother Tony and CJ is in your life, Bella. He's already, like, put a cocoon around you, your parents, your Brother Tony, the church. Are you in, Brother Tony, does she attend your church?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
So you know Pastor Bill, too?
Yes.
Isn't he a guy, great guy? He's a great, I like him. I really like him as a pastor. He's just a, wow.
You better behave. Pastor Bill may listen to this.
No, I like him. I really like him as a pastor. So let me ask you, not to make it like, and Brother Tony, please intercede here. not that it's a work. When you read the word or when you pray, do you do it by a time? Do you do it by a day? Do you do it by, well, it's time to pray, it's 1 o'clock. Oh, it's time for me to read a word. Or how do you do this? How do you just?
That's only you, Anthony.
Oh, thanks a lot, buddy Tony. Just help me on Nationwide Radio, or Worldwide Radio. That's my brother. Yeah, you know he's my brother for real. He got me. I'm nailed. I go through those issues, and he's right. Honest truth. I got it so scheduled that God gets tired of me. Say, Anthony, can you just come to me when it's not 9 o'clock? Or can we just talk a little bit?
God tells time by you. Don't you know that?
For real. So how natural is your relationship, Bella? I mean, it doesn't sound like to me, you sound like in a way a child brother, Tony. Now, I mean it really affectionately, that you don't have any obligations or rules or regulations. Would that be true?
Yes. If I feel like I should read my Bible, I just go get my Bible. If I'm doing a chore, I just go get my Bible. If I'm doing school, I just drop everything. And if God tells me to go read my Bible, then I go read my Bible because I know that God has something for me to read.
And you said, Brother Tony, that this is not striving. This is something that the Holy Spirit does for you if we get out of his way.
Yes. When we take our hands off the reins, and we quit trying to control it through our own self-effort, then it happens effortlessly.
How easy is that? Because it seems hard to me. Gosh.
It's hard.
Yes.
When you are trying to fulfill it. That is where it gets extremely hard. And we've got a whole bunch of people, like 300 million Jews, that went through it and couldn't do it. And we have record of their struggles.
You mean,
and it wasn't because they weren't good people. It was because of what?
Trying to keep the law. You mean trying to keep the law?
Exactly. Wow. We were not meant for the do not do's. We were meant for the do love. Do love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen. Well, let me ask you also, Bella, you're the star of the show right now. Let me ask you, I guess there's other children asking, well, what do you do for fun? What movies do you watch? What TV shows do you watch? And by the way, Brother Tony is my witness. I ask no trick questions. I don't try to ask you gotcha questions. This is God's show, God-driven, God-centered. So he told me I am to be totally, particularly honest with all guests, particularly those that Brother Tony brings. He says, touch not my anointed. So I'm just saying, what do you do as far as for entertainment and watching things? What do you do?
Well, when I watch TV, I like to watch YouTube. And TikTok.
She only watches Tony.
I knew he was. Holy Spirit did it again. He said, watch him say he's only going to watch Tony.
Sorry, Tony. That's not true.
The Holy Spirit agrees with you on that, Bella. Go ahead. Now, Tony. That's the Holy Spirit saying, now, Tony. Go ahead. Now, Tony. He's a good brother, though. I'm sorry. We interrupted you, Bella. Continue.
Oh, normal kids think you have to do things that are really sinful to have fun, but it's not like that. You know, we're not boring. We do things like TikTok is a really popular app, but I watch it on YouTube, but I watch Christian TikToks and I like TikTok. So that's, you know, where I get it from. You know, I get fed from, you know, not just, you know, preachers and music, like worship music. I do watch Christian TikToks, and that helps me a lot. And I do watch, sometimes I watch Netflix, and there are Christian movies on Netflix.
Now, for us younger people.
Yes.
What in the world is a TikTok?
You don't know TikTok, Tony Myers? Don't worry. I don't either. Go ahead, Bella. Educate us adults here.
Okay. So TikTok is an app where it's a 30 to 60 second video that people make. And it's on an app and you scroll through it and you can comment, you can make videos, you can like them, you can share them. It's just videos, like 30 to 60 seconds.
Who makes the videos? You or kids or adults? Who makes the videos?
anybody can make videos. You just have to get an account for it.
Wow.
Anyone can make videos.
And this is something that you can have on your phone and you can carry it around and talk to your friends and things. Yep.
Is this only Christian?
No.
Anything goes.
There are barely any Christian TikToks. There are, but people are more into, you know, sinful sexual dances and all that, and cuss words and all that. So it's very important to, you know, watch the good, like, watch good things and not bad things.
You know, but, yeah. You're 12, not 21, right?
Yeah, I'm 12. Because
the Lord has given you discernment. I mean, this is a 12-year-old saying, well, we don't watch the bad things. You want to watch the good things. You don't watch the cursing and cussing. You have the adults that will sit up there and watch, well, you know what they watch. And then you hear a 12-year-old saying, well, you don't watch those things. You don't watch the sinful things. And I mean, so you're getting the self-control from the Holy Spirit, right, Tony? Is that where Bella gets her self-control from?
Absolutely.
Because
I mean, how many 12-year-olds have that? How many adults got that kind of self-control?
For real.
Okay. Oh, for it's real. Coming from the Holy Spirit. But this is she extraordinary. Is, once again, she is the one seeking.
Self-control isn't always easy. You definitely have temptation. But even if you do fall into temptation, you can't just stay there. You have to lay it down at God's feet. You can't just, you know, there will be times where we either get tempted or we fall into temptation, but we can't stay there. We can't dwell on it. So we have to lay it down at God's feet.
As and ask Pastor for forgiveness. Bill would say, that preaches.
That'll preach right there.
I mean, I'm listening to you, and at 12 years old, I'm really, whoa, this is say something, CJ. I'm running out of things to say here. Oh, man. All right,
I'm only going to say one thing.
Please. You can say more than one. I don't mind.
When I'm blessed to ever have my own youngin, I hope if they're as half as good as Bella is right now, I did my job.
Amen. Well, yeah, save the best.
Let her do her thing.
You really are. I mean, really, you are. Wow. 12 years old and you love the Lord. Oh, I know what he said. Ask you. Okay. Good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Brother Tony, ask it through you. I get so excited when he talks to me now. When children, is it possible for children Bella's age to speak in tongues and speak in the spirit? Also,
absolutely, yes.
My best friend Bree, she's almost 11. She has the Holy Spirit. She speaks in tongues, so I do believe that that's possible.
Oh wow, she's 11 and speaks in tongues.
Almost 11. She's still 10.
You know, I got to tell you, Bella, you make me feel very embarrassed. I've been saved since 1995, and I'm learning today. Amazing. This is I mean, really, I feel like wow. So there's no age. You see, the way Brother Tony's explained relationship and not religion to me, it's hard for me to understand because I've always been in religion. You have not been in religion, have you, Bella?
No, not really. We have went to different churches before. My grandparents, they do this thing called the Singing Foundation, and they sing and they go to different churches and stuff. And I've always, like, when I went, I could always feel the religion, and I tried to stay away from it because I didn't want to get in religion.
Out of the mouth of a child. Come on.
I was just going to, boy, oh boy, did it again. I was just going to say, Brother Tony has given me extraordinary guests with him on this program, really, on the Mark Howard Broadcast, Tony. But I have yet to have a guest that is so mature spiritually, refreshing, and so innocent, and at the same time profound ever. And you're 12 years old. My goodness. It's let me ask you this, Bella. I don't know whether it's a hard or difficult question, may not be. Where do you see yourself, let's say in 5, maybe 10 years? What do you see yourself doing for the Lord, for your church? What do you see yourself doing in general?
Well, I don't know, because I like writing, but I've always, ever since I was little, ever since I could talk, I've been able to sing. And I think, and always, I've always been able to worship God through singing. And I think that's one way that, you know, I'll be able to get myself out there maybe, mm-hmm. and, you know, spread the word of God and, you know, worship to him by making my own songs to him.
Wow. You want to be a gospel writer. And the only way you got like this was how did you get like this, Brother Tony? I mean, you know, how did you get like this, Bella?
I honestly don't know. I think God just showed me his love and I just kept going. I don't even remember. I just love God. That's all I know.
I'm always trying to find an instruction book. That's what problem in him. Brother Tony's.
So guess what? That was it. Just a seeking heart, and that's all it takes.
A seeking heart of a child. I mean, oh man, it's like listening to you is like listening to just. I don't know what there's not really. I'm not used to talking to 12-year-olds so mature. If you listen to the children today, if you watch the YouTubes or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, Bella, with yes. The groups like Cardi B and WAP and all this. I mean, some of this stuff is downright bad. And you see these youngsters, the way they have the kids twerking and dancing and stuff. It's amazing that you have the discipline not to fall into that sinful trap. Listen to you like. Talk about the phones, or once you get into it, it really has you. I mean, to have that kind of wisdom at your age, my goodness. So you do not spend 10 hours a day in the Word. You don't fast at this age, or do you? I mean, I'm just trying to find out how could other children become.
How much religion do you have in you, Bella?
Yeah, that's the worst.
I don't have religion. I have lots of relationships.
Good answer.
Very good.
I fast if God is telling me to fast. I don't just, you know, fast because I feel like I have to. I do it because God is telling me to. But one thing that I feel like I should say to the young kids is, for me,
please,
you know, all the trends and stuff, like if you watch YouTube or TikTok or you get Snapchat or whatever you're doing with other kids, it's very important. Like if you're in a relationship with God, especially for someone like my age or older or even younger, it doesn't really matter what age you are. It's very important not to follow other kids, because for me, like stuff that, you know, you get inspired really easy. Like you can, you know, get inspired to listen to the wrong music or dress bad or say the wrong things or, you know, or sing the wrong things. So it's very important to stay away from that as much as you can, and find good Christian friends that'll, you know, help you and feed you.
Thank you. Now to the
adults. That's it. I'm going up the Cumberland Mountains. Y'all don't need me no more. Y'all got Bella.
You know what? Bella is a blessing, a true gift. And now to the adults, Brother Tony and CJ here, what would you men of God tell? I don't know. I'll just put it like this. What would you tell parents? I know you said, CJ, you're not a parent. I know you're not 20, but to me, that doesn't matter anymore, because the Holy Spirit talks to me, you know, really. How would you tell parents to relate to Bella in raising their children, or even relationships between adults and adults? How would you intertwine that, Brother Tony, in listening to what Bella's saying? How would you put it into an adult perspective? Thank you.
Hey, Steph's right here. We'll let her talk.
Yeah, right.
She's my mama. So.
Bella's mama's right here. We'll let her talk.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I had no idea you were there, man. Oh, wow. We should have talked. Well, let me ask you. We got to have another show now, right now. Let me ask you this. How did you do this, raising such a God-centered, God-driven, right on the Mark Howard Show daughter? How did you do this?
Hey, y'all.
Well, I have truly enjoyed just sitting back and listening to Bella talk. And I think she truly put my heart into words, and she truly explained you pray a lot. You cover your babies, and you don't stop. You pray and you cover them. And she said it perfect. You believe. You don't just speak. It's not just empty words. You pray and you believe what you pray. you just let the love of Jesus flow through you to them. You know, you ask to see with the love of the Father, because, you know, when they're going through different stages of life, sometimes as a mama, you know, you can, sometimes it's easy to let frustration and different things like that rise up. But when you begin to see through the eyes of the Father, you know, his love just absolutely covers you and covers them. So I think she, like you said, she's wise beyond her years. And so she even spoke to not just her generation, but she spoke to parents as well. You pray and you believe and you love through the eyes of the Father, through the heart of the Father.
Listening to you, her mother, and your daughter, Bella, it's very, very clear that the Holy Spirit has been very instrumental in raising you and your daughter to believe and trust in God. It's really right there. And you know, I'm thinking when you said about the praying and keeping them in prayer and you know, praying them, I remember, I believe I might have told this to Brother Tony, when my son was 9 years old, he developed a tumor on his spine, between his neck and his spine. And they don't know how he got it, and doctors didn't know, and it grew to be about the size of a small orange. And we took him to the hospital. He was in the hospital for a long time, and they kept doing x-rays and MRIs and everything. They said, we don't know. So they eventually said, we're going to go inside, give him surgery. And they said, because of where this tumor is, it's a 70% chance that he would probably not make it. And if he did, it'll probably be a vegetable, because where it's located, it's just a bad place. And I remember when the doctor said that was in the afternoon. I went home with my son's mother and I, and I got to my apartment, and I just fell on my face, and I cried and cried and cried to God. This is my only son, my firstborn, everything. And I remember the scripture where the centurion came to Jesus and said, hurry, hurry, heal my boy. He's sick. He's sick. And Jesus said, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will in no way believe. And he said, just come and heal him. And he said, as you believed. And I remember, I said, he had one son too. And I cried until my ears could not hear anymore. And eventually I heard God say, I didn't know it then. Like now, he said, this was not for him. This was for you. The next morning, we went to the hospital. It was the day of the surgery. We went to the doctor, and we all sat in this little conference room. And he said, well, we got the x-rays and nothing has changed. They said, we're going to take one more x-ray, because those were the day before. We're going to take one more x-ray, and we're going to know what to do then. Now, remember, I said, this is a white doctor. I'm saying that for one reason, but I'll tell you why. He's a white doctor, and he came back about 45 minutes later. This white doctor was gray. His face was actually ashen gray. We thought the worst. We said, well, you know, it's nothing we can do. He plopped down in the chair, and he said, it's gone. The whole tumor was gone. He said, I've never seen anything like this in my whole career. It's gone. We started, you know, praising God, and we knew what happened. We prayed. And then the fact is, my son, they said he wouldn't make it, that he would be a vegetable, that he wouldn't be. But my son is 31 years old now and a chef in New York, and has made me a grandfather. So I'm listening to what you're saying. And you know what? Bella, you are blessed. I cannot tell you how much you are blessed with a praying mother. Believe me, you are blessed. And I know that it's not by an accident. God has a work for you. And if I may prophesy, God has a work for you that only you can do. And only you can be preserved to do it. But he sent you such excellent mentors, and Brother Tony, your mother, CJ, all the whole church. I mean, listen to you. It's extraordinary. I've never heard of you before. I've never spoken to you. I'm listening to this woman saying, who is this person? And it's I can sense the Spirit saying, it's me speaking through her. That's who she is. And this is when you hear a child filled with the Holy Spirit, such wisdom. Boy, ma'am, thank you. Your daughter is a gem, a gift. Really, she is. Thank Brother you, Tony, guys. Go. I mean, really, I am just, wow.
Well, I am going to speak that Bella she is just the beginning of kids her age coming to Christ. This is an age where, to put it very churchy, the harvest is upon us. Jesus has brought us the harvest, and all we need is harvesters, and Bella is one of the harvesters along with us. of course. But there's going to be many, many more. This is going to be the year of the youth, like never has been before, you know. And this is not going to be, you know, normally you've got certain young youth that step up and are big leaders and all this. They're going to be like Bella. And just reaching out to people and not wanting to be a leader in charge of anything, but just be a witness to Christ and of Christ. And that's what we're going to get more and more and more of.
Well, Brother Tony, I once again, and I got to say, Stephanie, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Good. And by the way, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of your name. I forgot. And he just said, Stephanie. I said, thank you. At the beginning of the year, God told me to change the whole show around instead of talking about politics and all that, and, you know, make it God-centered, God-driven. And he said, feature Tony Myers. And I'm sitting back here thinking it was God is perfect in his advice. Well, since Tony Myers, I've had some of the, I guess, the most, the best God-centered, God-driven, God-inspired guests on this show. And today, Bella, you're at the top. You are at the top. For 12 years old, you are at the top. I have never, I'm talking about talking to adults, by the way, including myself, spoken to a kid, and I mean that word respectively, a child who was more balanced, more spiritually mature, more composed in talking about the Lord, and says it so well, articulates so well what God is doing in your life. Tony, thank you. Again, thank you. And what do you say to a mother who has a daughter like Bella? Every mother should listen to this mother. And I know that may sound strange, but I'm saying because the Holy Spirit is saying, this is the mother that I use to raise her daughter. What would you tell parents, Stephanie, in raising their children? Not to be like you, but how do you get this flavor of the Holy Spirit to their children?
I would say really just to confirm what Tony said and the power of what you speak over your children. You speak life over your children. You call them out. You know, they are children of God. They are beautiful. They are chosen. You know, the power in prayer, the power of calling them who God says that they are, and that they are who God says they are. And there is power in calling that out. You know, if you call them what the world says that they are, that's what they'll be. But if you call them who God says that they are, that's who they'll come forth to be. And so that's what I have done over Bella. I have called her out to be who God says she is. And so she had no choice but to be who God says she is.
Yep. Bella, there's a young girl a little about your age, maybe a little older, and she is asking, she's saying to her mother, ask them or ask him, what type of books does she read? This young lady is into those romance books and novels. Her mother doesn't like her reading that stuff because she thinks she's too young, but she knows her daughter goes behind her back, I have to say, and reads it. What are you reading, and what would you tell young people your age? Not that you're trying to, like, tell them what to do, but what would you suggest that they would read for their age, and that they wouldn't be, you know, lured into the sin and the things that are in this world?
I love reading, but I have a specific book that I read all the time, and you can't actually get it anywhere. But my grandmother wrote a book before she died, and that's what I read. But for anybody who is struggling with, like, what they're reading, read Tony Myers' books, because I know that's what he's going to get. Read his books.
You know,
you can get devotionals for any age, actually. You can order them anywhere. You can go to bookstores. I don't know many bookstores have them, but you can get them. They have certain devotions for any age, and you should read those and Tony Myers books.
And before I get chewed out by people that listen to me, would you go ahead, please, and tell people what books they are?
Do I read?
Tony.
Okay. The Lord Jesus Helped Me, The Journey of an Atheist to Truth.
Read it. Good book.
Unlocking the Mystery of Divine Healing.
Great book.
Second edition.
Divine Healing DIY. Yes, you can. Knocking Food Off Its Pedestal.
My favorite.
Great book.
And Pushing the Boundaries in Christ, Living Supernaturally.
Got to read that again, too.
And you can now go to TonyBelieves.com is my website. And my email's TonyJustBelieves. And a huge, cool announcement is now I've got a whole bunch of merchandise.
Oh, great.
I have got everything from, and I made 5 designs so far. And one's my logo, which is the cross and the sledgehammer is my logo now. And then my picture that goes with the logo is a brick wall with a brick wall having an exploding hole in it. So I've got everything from t-shirts to what are those things? Duffel bags. The only thing I will not sell are masks.
Okay. I hate you.
I bring myself to sell a mask. Sorry, folks.
I don't blame you, brother. I don't. And the question
is, not sorry. And that it will be on my website. It's not yet, but that you simply go to Outside Four Walls. And it's on redbubble.com.
And your information is also on Facebook, YouTube. You can go to Amazon, YouTube, get his books and
Tony
stuff.
Tony Myers Healing.
And then they're not high prices. Books are at reason. And by the way, Tony's books are very, very easy to read. He sounds like he talks. It's no Christianese and all that. It's very down to earth, very simple, with a nice touch of humor to it. Even in serious matters, he has a nice touch of humor. And before these people ring out my ears like this, ask her, what Bible version do you read, Bella? You know, there's so many. Which do you read? That's not my question. Somebody was saying it to ask, tugging on a father here. What Bible does she read? What Bible does she read? And they want to know so that they can get that Bible, which is interesting. Yeah, what Bible do you read? That's a good question.
Mine is the New King James Version, but I prefer the King James Version.
Why were you looking at your mama when you said that?
She's just double checking on it. She'll read any version.
I will.
She'll read any version.
But wait, you said something very interesting, Bella. You like the King James Version with the these and the thous and the tithes, and you like that version?
Yes.
Wow, most young people, a lot of them, do not like that Bible for simple effect. They said the these and the thous is boring. It throws me off. You have a love of that word, which is the Holy Spirit. And Brother Tony also said he can read any Bible, but he prefers the King James Version. And what I'm now reading is reading a King James Version Bible with no parentheses, no chapter and verses, because that came way later. And this book, this Holy Bible that I have, without any indentations, has been a tremendous blessing. But it's as much of a blessing as you, Bella. It really is. I thank God for this program today. I thank God for you. I mean, for what you have just spoken over the world, and what you've just spoken to children, to parents, to everyone. I mean, let me put it like this. This is the fastest hour that I've ever been in. But if you had to say something to children and parents, I'll start with you, Bella. What would you say to children and parents to have or grow in their relationship with God?
Believe what you say and believe what you pray. Speak life and healing. And I would, say, read your Bible, but try to talk to God, and at first, with someone who's getting in a relationship with God, you might think, you're oh, I'm just, you know, thinking that, but you're not. If you're, if God's really giving you something, like there was one time I was getting ready to go to bed and God gave me Proverbs 1:19. So I looked it up and I didn't know what it meant. And I read it over and over and over. I'm just like, what does it mean? Like, what's God trying to tell me? And the next day, it was Thursday, which is church. And my best friend was dealing with some things, and I knew that I had known that. And my mom translated Proverbs 1:19, and you know what it really meant. And I was just like, whoa, because it meant something that for me to pray for my best friend, and it helped me pray for my best friend, helped me understand what she was going through. So always, if God's telling you to do something, then you do it and don't hesitate. But for parents, always, you know, pray. And even if you're not praying for your children, pray for your walk in faith. So pray for yourself too.
Words of wisdom from a child.
Then why does God tell us what to do?
Yes.
Why does he want us to obey him?
God wants us to obey him because he's trying to help you with your walk.
Exactly right.
Amen. She really said it. Stephanie, as a adult and a parent, what would you tell other parents and adults to, I guess, how would you say, get a closer walk with the Lord? That's what I'm trying to say. What would your suggestions be for adults with children to get closer to God?
I would just say, stay under his shadow. Stay in, there's a scripture that says to dwell with him, to abide with him. And so I would just say to stay in that time with him. When we stay with him and we walk with him, and not to leave his presence, because when we walk with him, it's a daily walk. It's not to leave his presence. When we stay in that place with him, we stay in that shadow with him. We're lost in his love. Like Tony said, we obey him. You know, he helps us in all things. And that includes, you know, how to love our children and how to guide our children and how to help our children as well.
Well, and Brother Tony, we're going to give you the last words to offer your spiritual advice to parents, to children, to all of us on how we can grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. A little churchy, but you know what I mean, Brother Tony.
Simply seek. Knock, it shall be open. Seek, you shall find. And that's it. And then let the reins loose. Let the Holy Spirit speak through you as you guide your child, and not through fear. Greater is he who is in you. Greater is he who is in your child.
Wow.
Trust the Holy Spirit, and then they will be safe. And here's the thing. When we start really trusting the Holy Spirit, then even during these days and times, we won't have to be concerned if we send our child to school. We won't have to be concerned because other kids, their peers, will not be affecting them. They will be affecting their peers. And so if you want to live a life without fear, take your hands off the reins, put his hands on the reins, and then it will work on. That's not to say there won't be rough times, because there will be some rough times. But through it all, he's holding your hand.
Wow.
And your child's hand.
Bella, I just want to say this to you. Listening to you over this last hour and 15 minutes, it's just been, I don't know, there's no real words. But God has given me the words in my own introduction, and he told me to rewrite on New Year's Eve. Talking to you, it's an amazing thing to hear a young child, 12 years old, who is God-driven, God-centered, and God-inspired. Thank you, Bella, for blessing us all by which, by being so open, honest, and candid in sharing your relationship with our Father. And if you don't mind, I would appreciate it if you would end us in prayer on the Mark Howard broadcast.
Okay. Thank you, God, for leading me and everybody here to guidance of what to say and how to say it. And thank you, God, for helping this nation and my generation and every generation that is to come. Thank you, God, for covering the world. And in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. I don't have anything to say behind that, Bella. You said it all. Or other than to say this, Brother Tony, once again, the Holy Spirit has used you to bless the Mark Howard broadcast in the whole world through listening to a wonderful, wonderful child like Bella. And I don't know if they say it, but I think in this case, it may actually be true. Stephanie, you have an amazing daughter that you can really be proud of. Not that all we should be proud of all our children, but in this particular instance, what God has brought her through, he spared her life for some reason. And he'll probably tell you or Bella in due time, but he spared your life. He spared her life. And so I'm looking forward to Bella with all the, showing the fruit that only a God-driven, God-centered, God-inspired child could be. And I'm waiting for that book, Bella. Anyhow, because she is truly an incredible blessing.
Thank you so much.
I mean, really, she is, wow. If I may, Brother Tony and Future, not too far, is it possible if Bella's schedule is okay and her mom, you don't mind, can we have Bella on again?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I would like to invite some young people to listen to this also. I really would. Thank all of you. I really mean that.
Thank you.
I'm going to close it up. Listen, folks, you've been listening to the Mark Howard broadcast, and with a wonderful, gifted child by the name of Bella. I ask you pray for Bella to God to increase her wisdom, her knowledge, her understanding, that you pray for her mother and that you pray for Tony Myers. You pray for them all, that God just guide them, lead them, watch over them. You know, we need folks like this who are willing to spread the word of God, particularly when they're 12 years old. Imagine how many people young Bella can reach by the time she's 60, by the time she's 70, if she wholly gives her life to God as she has, how many people will she reach, and how many people did she reach today? I cannot wait to look at the stats of this program because it goes all around the world. And I thank you, Bella, really, for just letting the Holy Spirit use you and for gracing the microphones of the Mark Howard broadcast. God bless you, Bella, really. God bless and keep you. Thank you, Mom, for your daughter. And as usual, Brother Tony, CJ, Brother Tony, keep it up. You have an open invitation. Anytime and you want, just let me know. I'm already got emotional again. Thank you, Brother Tony. Really. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.